Happy belated birthday to you. Happy belated birthday to you. Happy belated birthday, dear Grace. Happy belated birthday to you.
Thank you. I appreciate
Hi, Grace. How are you?
I am fabulous. I'm feeling good.
Not only how are you, but you're 42.
Yes, I am now 42. I'm excited to be 42.
You look good for 42. You're doing okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I look a lot like I did at 41.
There's some things that change.
Yeah, the gray hairs are coming faster now. That's fine though.
Who cares? Let them come. That
Yeah,
doesn't affect
that's
us,
right. It
It's just
doesn't.
all.
I'm excited for every single gray hair. It is. I'm excited to be alive, to be in relatively good health. Not everybody can say that. And there's people struggling out there. I'm happy to be doing great and to be 42.
Cool. All right. Well, when we get on this show, I'm going to ask you how your weekend was because that's what we do, but that's what we're going to talk about this whole episode. So we probably should just get this sucker rolling.
Do it.
Okay, I'm just going to bring all the goodies after we start. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Listen up, Grace. This one, I guess you don't have to listen up, but you still got to listen. But anyway,
I'm
ready?
not listening, just so you
All right.
know.
All right, here we go. Grace and Laura both crushed Bandera 100K this weekend. Sorry this episode is a day late, but we're not going to make you wait. So let's jump straight into episode 98.
I'm Eric Idiot Runner Kosek.
And I'm Grace Hot Pants Langheim. Eric is all business in the front of the pack, and I am all about the party in the back.
That's right, business up front and party in the back. Together, we are the Running Mullet.
And we are going to talk about every aspect of running, the podium to the DNF and everything in between.
If you are a runner, this show is for you. Now sit back, get out your foam roller, and enjoy the party.
I never get sick of that song. It's fun.
It's a good, we did good with that.
We did not do it
We
very
didn't
much with
anything
that.
to that, but the creator of that hooked us up
Yeah.
did an amazing job, and I have no desire to ever change that or update it or anything.
I love it.
Yeah, it's jamming. Isn't that what the kids say these days? Jam
I have no idea what the kids say these days. I'm 42.
Oh man, you're so old. Oh, welcome to episode 90. Eight.
Yes.
Yes. And it's very exciting because we have a spectacular plan for episode 100.
Yeah, we do.
It only took us 100 weeks to figure out what we were going to do for episode 100, but the stars are aligning like they've never aligned before. The
Right.
moon is not going to be full, but you might as well be because it's going to be crazy. Like, it's
Yeah.
just insane. So, anyway, we will talk about that next week, I would assume, and go from there. Oh, all right. Before we get to your weekend, because that's all we're going to talk about, because it's all about Grace. Everybody
That's
wants to
right.
know what Grace did. Nobody wants to care about me, Eric. All right. Listen up. You went to Texas for the Bandera 100 kilometer race.
Accurate.
And you finished it and you got a buckle, which you're going to show everybody. But before that, I have some Texas facts for you. And
Oh.
you've been there. You should probably already know these, but I have a feeling you probably don't.
While I was there, I was studying.
Did
Yeah.
you know that Dr. Pepper was invented in Texas?
I did not know that.
The more you know, Grace. Did you know that margaritas were invented in Texas?
I did not know that.
Jeez. Well, now you know. All
Being honest.
right. Now I have one. Like maybe two Texas jokes, but mainly one. You ready?
Okay.
I have
I'm
two.
ready for the one, maybe two. Yes.
All right. Well, this is the Texas one. What do
Okay.
Texans put on their salads?
Texas toast.
Ranch dressing.
Oh, that too.
Texas toast. I mean, do you put, you straight up put like a slice of bread on your salads?
Toast it. Make croutons, croutons. Make some croutons out of it.
I'll give you half a point for that one.
Thank you.
All right. What did the mama cow say to the baby cow?
I don't know.
It's pasture bedtime.
Oh, boy.
Sure not is. Past, not past your, I don't think you got, it's not past your, it's oh, pasture. Do you get it now?
Yeah, I do now. Great.
Oh, all right. That's all I got for you. You didn't even giggle. You didn't even laugh. You just had a birthday. You should be full of joy.
I am full of joy. It was a great weekend.
So, Bandera 100K, we talked about this last week a little bit. Mm-hmm. Last minute change, they completely routed you 2 hours in a different direction in Texas and had you run this 100-kilometer race, 62 miles. Was it 62? What did you have on your watch?
No, I had like 60.87 or something like that. I had almost 61, so I felt like it was a bit of a short course, which is fine. You know, the fact that they still got us out there onto somewhat similar course, I feel good.
I mean, I personally, I'd be happy with that. If it was anything like 55 or something, then be like, oh, that stinks. But yeah. They got darn close. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, I wonder what other people had.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, I guess you can go ahead and take the lead. Tell us about it. How was it? How was the trip down? Any kinks and anything like that or
what? Yeah. Yeah. It was quite an adventure. You didn't ask me about my towel yet though. You didn't ask me about my towel.
Grace, can you tell us about that towel that ironically says 42 on it and you just turned 42?
I will love to tell you about my little towel. I'm so excited because I ordered this towel and I planned to get it and to bring it with me to Texas, and it didn't come in time. I just opened this up and I was super excited. Plus, I want to show you my guns. Look at that. But you already don't know what this is, which means you don't get the reference. So if you're not watching this, I have a towel and I had it made for me because I was super excited about turning 42 because 42 is the answer to life, the universe, and everything. And so I got a towel that says, don't panic. And it also has the number 42, which is a reference to The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, of course.
Oh.
So in the books by Douglas Adams, also there's TV show, also there's a movie, which is a very good movie that has Mos Def, a.k.a. Yasin Bey, is in it. It's an amazing movie, and they make a supercomputer, and they ask the supercomputer, what is the answer to life, the universe, and everything? And the answer is 42.
Interesting.
And I'm 42 years old, so there we go. And the stars aligned. So 42, which is the answer, and my birthday landed on a Saturday, and it was a full moon. It was a gibbous moon. And you could see Jupiter. I mean, it was just like everything aligned, and it was a great, 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 great weekend.
That's pretty amazing. First of all, your birthday landed on a Saturday. That's like the best day ever for your birthday to land on.
That's right. And so I had to race, and somebody did not make their race on my birthday. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about Carl Perkins too, because Carl's race is always in January. And I was like, well, maybe I can run Funt. No, can't do it. I'm going to volunteer at Funt, though. But yeah, I was excited to do a race since my birthday landed on a Saturday. And so I ran the Bandera 100K. The course changed the Tuesday prior to the race because there was a lot of rain in the forecast. It did rain a lot. And they typically have it, I think it's a state park. It could be county, but I think it's a state park. And the state park nixed everything. They actually closed the trails completely. Jason and I went hiking the Sunday after all of this. Now, it rained on Thursday, and still on Sunday, the trails were closed to the public completely. So it wasn't just this race that they closed the trails. Nobody could be on any of the trails. And it wasn't just that park either. There were several parks. We had to check the website because we wanted to go for a little hike while we were there, you know, a recovery hike on Sunday. And it was really hard to find a place that was not closed to the public. So they didn't want the trails damaged. So they closed everything down. And Tejas Trails, who puts on this event, they moved it. So great on them for finding another place. Apparently they had used it before. But it was about 1,000 feet more gain, same format, 250K loops. The aid stations about the same spots. I mean, they're really frequent. They're only like 5 miles apart. So I didn't even use a bladder. I just had, I have a smaller vest that just has two flasks up front and no bladder pocket in the back. And so I just used my smaller vest and used the aid stations more frequently. And a lot rockier, apparently. So I didn't go to the, I've never been on the original course, but a lot of the people who were there said that this course was more difficult and it had a lot more rocks. And, you know, us coming from Rocksylvania, so it was myself and Laura did the 100K, and then also Rebecca, Lauren, and Julia did the 50K. And so as we were talking to people out there, everybody who had done the course before, I said, oh, absolutely, this course is much more difficult. And we had fun. At least I was by myself most of the time. The 350K folks, they kind of stuck together. Laura was way ahead of me, of course. But as I was talking to other people who had done the course before, they said it was a lot more difficult. And I might have passed people on the downhills because we're used to the rocks out here in Rocksylvania. But it was a lot of fun. We had a good time.
Good. Well, you mentioned the aid stations. Was there anything different about them compared to what we're used to being in Texas, or was it pretty much the same?
I thought it was a little bit different. Tejas Trails, they were doing a great job of trying to reduce waste, which is not just going cupless, but they also did not do gels. So there were no gels at the aid stations, which is fine. I noticed, and this was hard for me, they didn't have a lot of candy, a lot of sweet stuff. And usually the things that I want to eat quesadillas and bacon, but I've found that I run faster when I stick to simple sugars like candy, like, and not chocolate candy, but like sugary candy, you know, Swedish Fish. My gels, if I stick to that kind of stuff, I don't feel as groggy and tired when I stick to the sugary stuff. So the only thing they had that was sweet was fruit snacks, and that was it. Mm-hmm. But they had plenty of quesadillas and ramen and bananas and bacon and all the real food you wanted at many of the aid stations, but not a lot of simple sugars. I thought that was interesting. They even had all the aid stations had Tailwind, and then some of the aid stations also had Hyperlite, which is one of the newer hydration thingies.
I haven't tried it.
I haven't tried it yet either, and I wasn't going to try it that day. So
yeah. You said it did rain on you. How much did it rain?
So it rained when we were coming in, flying in on Thursday. It did not rain the day of the race. Everything was dried out by then. We had zero. The trails were fine. They were a little tacky. And because of the tackiness, it made some of the rocks slippery. I mean, I fell. I don't think there was anybody in. I did not see very many people that didn't fall at all. Like most people fell at least once because the rockiness, it wasn't, you know, there's different types of rocky trails. We should define all of them and create names for them. Like there's Babyhead Trails, which is like the mid-state, which is like all the rocks are the size of baby doll heads. But this was scree. So it was loose rock and the rocks were like, the size of a mandarin orange, and there were a lot of them, and so you would just kick them with your toes and they would hurt. And yeah, it was not fun, Rocky. It wasn't bouldering or, you know, jumping from rock to rock. It was constantly kicking rocks or being hit with rocks somehow. Yeah.
Was the course itself visually appealing?
I thought it was pretty. And it was in a different place, you know, like I don't get to see the cactus and all that very often. So that was very cool. Nighttime was amazing because it was a full moon. I spent some time without my headlamp on. And when I was on a section, there was a small section that was on dirt road. So when I was on dirt road, I turned off my headlamp and just looked at the stars. Beautiful sunset. So I really enjoyed the views.
And what were the temperatures like?
Temperatures were perfect for racing. It started cold. I did not pay attention to what the temperature was, but I could see my breath. Somebody said it was like 25 or something like that. They had to delay the start time. And the race director was like, he's like, I've race directed 200 races. This is the first time I've ever delayed a start. They delayed it by half an hour because to get into when you were driving in, you had to drive through water, and then the water was icing over. And so cars were sliding on the road to get to the parking spot. And so many people were still coming in, still trickling into this race. So they delayed the start by half an hour, which was fine. And, So it was probably high 20s by the time we started. And I think the warmest it got was maybe 55. Oh. It was just like perfect, perfect running weather. I had my jacket on for the first like 2 miles, and then I took it off and had it off most of the time.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you said you ran by yourself most of the time?
Yeah, I chit-chatted with some people here and there. Spent a little bit of time with some runners, but no more than, you know, 3 miles was probably the max. So spent a lot of time alone. I felt like most of the time I was surrounded by people. I just wasn't necessarily talking to them. I think everybody was just like, their head was down, looking right in front of them, trying not to step on rocks.
A lot of Texas accents out there, down there?
A little bit of a Texan accent, not too much, you know. I mean, it's San Antonio, so there were people from all over, though. I mean, I chatted with people from Wisconsin and Minnesota, and this gal from Chile.
Wow.
Yeah, there were people from just all over the country, some people from other countries. There was a 16-year-old. I had to tell her about Kaylee, of course. So it was a very, very diverse group of runners, which is pretty cool. And I felt like I said, like there were always people around me. And plus, there was 100K and there were 50K people at the same time.
Oh, okay. So you got to see those people. Did the 16-year-old finish? Did she do the 100K?
Yeah, she finished... not too far in front of me. She was behind me for quite a while during this rocky section. She was pacing off of me, her and her pacer. And then we hit the non-rocky stuff. And then she flew ahead of me, and I couldn't catch her after that, of course, you know. So once she got out of the rocks, she was fine. So she did awesome.
Well, kudos to Bandera for letting under 18 runners do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought they just did a great job of rolling with the punches and still making it a safe course. I felt like there were tons of volunteers out there who were in a great mood, and they played really good music too. I got to give them some kudos for that. A couple of the aid stations were cool because you would come into the aid station across the timing mat, and then the aid station itself was in a building, and then you would exit the aid station through the other side of the building. There were two of them like that, and that was kind of neat. So I just, like considering all the things they had to change and hundreds of runners and people traveling sometimes from other countries, like it just, you know, they did a great job with communication and doing the best that they could. So I was pretty happy with that. You know, like I try to just keep a positive mindset and roll with it, you know?
Yeah. Now, like it's a perfect opportunity to want to go back to do both Bandera courses.
Yeah, I did think about that. I've definitely considered it. I don't know. We'll get through this year and see what happens after this. But I wouldn't say no to doing it again. It's always hard to fit that into the budget. This year, I decided to do something a little special for my birthday. I usually ignore my birthday, so that only happens like once every 5 years.
Right. How do you feel now?
I feel great. Normal soreness, but I don't have any major issues. I was a little worried about running in zero drop shoes just because I do have some Achilles issues, and my Achilles was a little bit tight afterwards, especially the second day. But no major pain from that. So I was pretty happy coming out that, and usually my Achilles, like, it gives me trouble when I do very steep climbs. And this race just didn't have a lot of douche grade and short punchy stuff. It was mountain bike trails. So it was just kind of constantly up and down. Even the flat stuff, the mountain bikers would put a little bump in it, you know? So it was constant up and down, but nothing was an 800 foot climb or anything really steep, you know? So I was super happy that my Achilles felt good. My knees were pissed off at me the last 4 miles, but they sucked it up and I feel fine now. So, I feel really good. Ask me about the moment I was like happiest or most proud of. Ask me about that.
Grace, what was the moment you were most sad and depressed about during the race?
I was sad that it was over. Could have gone around another loop. That would have been fun. No, I wouldn't have gone around another loop.
Did you have any lows though?
I did have a low. I was about 4 miles from the finish and everything started looking exactly the same. And I was a little worried that I might've taken a wrong turn at some point. And I was about 50-50 whether I was going to come up on the finish or the last aid station again. Like one of those two things, either one of them would not have surprised me. So I was a little nervous about that. And my knees were kind of pissed of descending and descending like on top of rocks and then the rocks move, you know, so I didn't eat a whole lot the last 4 miles because I was just sick of eating. And so that's as low as I got, which that's not too bad, you know?
Yeah. Before I get to the question you want me to ask, I don't want to forget, being that it was such late notice, were they able to mark the course fairly well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I thought they marked the course great. I heard a couple of people went the wrong way. They got some extra mileage. But I started to question myself just because it looked so similar, but I never went the wrong way. Everything looked to be really well marked. So, you know, good on them. Hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you want me to ask. What made you most happy, or why were you happy, or why are you always happy, or what makes you happy, or what makes you...
You know what makes me happy, Eric?
What?
It's you.
That's number one?
That's number one. That's number one.
Yeah. What made you happy about the race or something?
Close enough. I was super proud of myself.
Oh, yeah. Why were you so proud of yourself, Grace?
Yeah. So super proud of myself. Two reasons. One, I did this 100K, which I consider like a traditional 100K. Like it wasn't a 1 mile loop or anything like that. Like this is a traditional 100K trail. And I did it with no crew and no pacers. That's the first time I've done that distance like that. So I relied on my drop bags and I relied on trying to make good decisions for myself.
Yeah, no, that's big.
Yeah, yeah, I was proud of myself. And it's, you know, I have another 100K coming up later this year that I absolutely have crew and pacers for. So it's no shade on that whatsoever. And it definitely took me longer because, like, I remember when I got to my drop bag the first time, I couldn't find it for forever. And it ended up being underneath somebody else's drop bag. So there's just little things like that add up time that you don't, like, you know, I've done, you know, an unsupported FKT and I've done self-supported FKT attempts. So I do know what it's like to not have crew. But it just, it does eat up time, you know, an aid station stop that should have been a 90 second stop turns into 10 minutes because I have to root through my bag and find my bag and get everything. And then I got to put it back. And so that stuff, I was just proud of myself for doing that. I'm trying to do more self-supported attempts while also taking advantage of having crew on some races. So I was super proud of myself with that.
No, and you should be. And I've kind of been leaning that way for a while of wanting. So I did Crazy Mountain out in Montana, that 100 last summer. Mm-hmm. Becky and Gary Lampman and Bob Bauer did it also, but we all ran separately. I did have crew, but no, that was the first 100 I've done with no pacers. Mm-hmm. And I was proud of myself for that because that was like the first step mm-hmm. towards what you're talking about. And I would like to get to that point where it's like, you know, I'm just want to go out and do it and use the aid stations and
yeah,
do it. Because I think that is another level of awesomeness that you can add to yourself for doing these mm-hmm. crazy things for sure.
Yeah. And I think it's something that, like with this race, it had a 25 hour cutoff. So I knew I could do that. And it wasn't going to jeopardize me hitting cut times or anything like that. Like I knew I would be fine. Whereas other races, I definitely wouldn't do that. And it is hard, like, especially if you race a lot, like some people only do, smart people like Laura, like she'll do two races a year and she just focuses on those races. Dumb people like me, I race a lot. And I can't expect other people to constantly like take vacation time and take time out of their race schedule to come support me. So if I'm going to race this often, I'd like to know that I can get through it on my own if I have to, you know. And so it's definitely no shade on it. But I thought I was very proud of myself for doing that, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Did Laura, how'd Laura hold up? Her Achilles was bothering her going into it a little bit. Is she healthy?
Yeah, Laura's healthy. She had a great race. All of us had a slower race than we anticipated, but all of us did really well. You know, my race was, I was shooting for 17 hours. Which I said an episode earlier, I did put that out there. I did not make 17. I did 17:55, so not bad, not too far off of my goal. I felt really good with that. I was proud of one other thing though. I got to tell you about it. You ready?
No, I a question first. What were okay. What were you least proud of?
What was I least proud of?
Did you poop your pants at all?
No, I did not poop my pants. No. I pooped twice before the race. I was super excited about that.
Oh, did you give yourself a sticker?
I did not. No.
All right. What were you most proud of?
So I did, like I said, it was two 50K loops.
Yep.
So I finished my first 50K loop and it took me 8 hours and I left that aid station, the start finish aid station, 8 hours, 8 minutes. And going into, I knew I was going to head into the dark and I'm like, well, 17 hours is out the window. That's not happening. And usually at that point, once I've done the math and I know realistically, this is not going to happen. once that happens, I just kind of chuck my goals out the window and I'm like, eh, whatever, I'll just have fun from here on out. But guess what? I didn't do that. I said, you know what? I'm going to believe in myself and I'm going to believe that 17 hours is still possible. So I am super proud of myself for continuing to believe in myself, even when I knew it was probably not going to happen. So that's what I did.
That's great. I love hearing that. And believe. All you got to do is believe, you know?
It makes such a difference. And you know what? I still had some surges of energy after that where I had some great miles. And I think that if I hadn't believed in myself for that second loop, then I probably would have had an even slower finish time than I did. So I managed a 17:55 finish time. The last 4 miles, I do think that I stopped believing in myself, so it didn't work completely, but it worked for a long time. And I'm usually the last person to believe in myself. All the my friends support me. You even support me. Sometimes
let's leave that pretty.
I'm always the last person to believe in myself. So I was very proud of myself for believing in myself.
Yeah. And I want to point out, like, believing is not just talking about running and racing. We're talking about in life when things are hard or.
Well, we're not there yet. No. We one step at a time, buddy.
No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about everybody.
Okay. Okay, good. Because I'm not there yet.
Just believing will help you out.
Yeah. It does.
Cool. What other questions do I have for you? What other things do you have to say about this adventure?
So this race was supposed to be held in the town called Bandera, and Bandera is the cowboy capital of the world. And it was a great little town. And we were also about an hour away from San Antonio. So we spent a little bit of time in San Antonio. We went to the Riverwalk. We went to the Alamo. I was very excited about that. Cool. Mostly because the Alamo is in Pee-wee's Big Adventure. And I'm a big fan of Pee-wee. And so not just was it a great race, but it was also just a great place to tour around and to visit in general. And everyone was so welcoming, from at the race to the town of Bandera, San Antonio. Like, people were just really friendly and willing to help. And like, we stopped to grab some quick food when we first landed because we were starving. And this lady is like giving us recommendations for restaurants for dinner that day. And everybody was friendly. The flight attendant gave me a crown because it was my birthday. You know, it was so highly recommended race, also because it's just a great place to visit.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that you have another 100K in a couple months, but I have to remind you, you might have 100K next weekend.
Actually, that's not the only. I have a 100K in a couple months where I have crew and pacers. I have another one before that where I do not have crew and pacers, and I might have another one. Yes.
Cool.
So February 8th, I have the doc.
Oh, you and that doc. Yeah.
I know. I just can't stop doing this race.
I know some other people that can't stop doing races either.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
It is. I like doing new races, and there's some races that just call to me when I see registration open. Like, I do them year after year. This will be my fifth duck.
Nah, nothing wrong with that. It's awesome.
Well, I have I'm two for two. So two DNFs and two finishes. So I got to figure out which one is legit.
Right. Well, great job. That's a heck of a way to spend your birthday. And finishing is awesome. Did you show the buckle? Did I miss you showing the buckle?
Hold on.
Buckle for this 100K. It's a badass.
Bam.
Cool.
And it's not quite the Chinese New Year yet, but Once it is, it's the year of the snake.
Oh, interesting.
I know. It's pretty, I'm telling you, stars aligned for this thing. I'm pretty excited. It was awesome. And big thanks to my friends for coming out, to Tracy and Ryan also came out to say hi. And it was just awesome to have people who were willing to come there with me. You know, even though we didn't race together, it just felt like, it just felt so warm and amazing. And Jason even came. He usually doesn't come to my races, but he came, and he came to the finish and brought me a cupcake for my birthday.
It's like the perfect weekend.
It's so good. So good. I'm energized. I'm bringing so much energy to the, like, if you see me in the next month, watch out. Hugs are coming.
Are you happy to be home?
Yeah, I'm so behind on everything. So I need to be home, because my other, if I was gone for one more day, it was going to be pretty bad. I was going to start, because when you travel like that, you know, from being like on your big trip to Canada, it's like when you're traveling like that, especially when you're traveling with your spouse, like you want to be in the moment and enjoying it. You don't want to be responding to text messages and stuff like that. And so there was a lot of stuff that I put on the back burner while I was out, and I really have to get caught up on life.
Gotcha. Well, that stinks.
No, it's so exciting. Now I'm pumped. Everything, I'm excited to answer every email. I'm all about it.
Good for you.
Yeah. It is good.
All right. So do we close the book on this Bandera 100K? Anything I'm missing? You're missing? What do we want to talk about?
I think that's it. Can I show you the other thing that I got for myself for my birthday?
No, you definitely can't.
All right. Good job.
Of course. Let's see it.
Okay. So I got myself a towel that says "Don't panic," because did I tell you that's my theme for the year?
Yeah, you went over it at the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the, like, Galaxy, well, like
Galaxy, the movie Galaxy.
No. I'm talking, this is a throwback to like episodes back when we talked about goals for 2025 and all that. And I said, like, I always choose like a word or a phrase.
Mm-hmm.
That's my phrase, is "Don't panic."
Oh, okay.
Yeah. For my whole year, for 2025. My phrase for 2025 is "Don't panic."
Cool.
Yeah. All right. So I got myself a towel. Bam.
Whoa.
There's, yeah, pink.
Fuchsia, pink, purple.
Ah, they are fully pink. It's a new pair of shoes. These are, they're road shoes, but I'm totally not going to wear these running. Like, I just wear these around because they're fun. They're bright pink. These are the Flux road shoes. Because you remember I told you about the Trail Flux, which that is what I raced in for Bandera. I raced in the Flux Trail Runner. This is the Flux Road Runner. But they're so pretty that I refuse to wear them out on the roads because I don't want to mess them up. They're bright pink and I love them.
I don't really give a Flux.
Oh my gosh.
Get it?
Who invited you?
No, they are pretty. Holy moly. I can't imagine wearing them on a muddy road or something.
I'm pretty excited. So I had been wanting these for a while, and then my birthday came and I decided I'm going to buy them.
So nice.
New shoes. And I like them.
Lauren just won a pair of shoes off of like a silly Instagram post that she commented on. It's like this new brand that's not, they're dropping, they're coming out like Thursday or something.
But, oh, that's super cool.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see these new shoe brands come out. Flux, the I forget the company the guy worked for, the guy who helped start it. He came from like ASICS or something like that. So hey,
it doesn't hurt to get to,
I'm all for it,
the big guys a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice. I like it.
So let's see, next week, next Monday's episode 99. And then that weekend is the Idiot Winter Adventure.
I'm telling you what, like these next few weeks, it's just as exciting as the summertime. You know, when we hit like when, well, spring and fall, you know, that's race season. We always have a lot of stuff going on. We got a lot of stuff going on in the summer. These next few weeks, we got a ton of stuff going on. So this coming Saturday, I'm going to be volunteering at Funt. And you know, that is like one of my favorite places to volunteer. It's awesome. It's Carl's race. It's a great race. I'm super excited about that. So we got Funt coming up. Then we got the Idiot Race, which is going to be the premier event of the winter, right?
Right.
And then after that, we have Mr. Frozen Snot coming up.
We do. I keep like forgetting about that because my focus is on the Idiot Race, and it's like, oh, that's a week after. Yeah.
Yeah. We have Frozen Snot coming up. And I know you're going to have a great day there.
I hope so.
I'm going to have a great day there. And I believe we are both running the 25K.
We are.
Yep.
I'm about to sneeze, but I can't. Okay.
Hopefully you're going to be in the front of the pack and I'm going to be in the back of the pack, and it's going to be great.
That's a good point. That is a very good point. Now, it'll be a good day. The snot is always a adventure dependent on the weather. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what I did want to say is this coming Monday night is -2 and it's a high of 10 degrees up here on Tuesday.
Okay.
But, and I'm saying that because I wish it was Saturday, but for next Saturday, it's like beautiful, like 28 degrees and birds chirping for you idiots.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it'll be a little chilly at the start, I think, but no snow. Like, there's nothing coming either. I wanted you guys to suffer.
You have time to think of something.
Yeah, I can add black dots to the dice that I'm gonna roll. I just realized that.
You could.
I can add extras.
I've been trying to tell you to do a 48 hour for a while now.
We'll get there. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. All right. What else do we have? Do you have anything you want to talk about?
I don't think so. I'm just saying we got a whole lot of fun coming up in the next few weeks. Even if you're not in Pennsylvania, we're going to have great stories. So you can listen in and be inspired by those stories, no matter where those races are. You know what I mean? So I think that we've got some great episodes coming up. And I hope that you tune in, and I hope you share with your friends, and I hope you're having an awesome day. And if you're out running right now, good job. Good job getting out there.
Good job. We believe in you. Hey, yeah. I have a quick story real quick. Do we have like 3.6?
Fine. Hold on. I'm going to time you. Well, I'm gonna record this as gym cardio.
Okay, that's smart. Gonna be no.
Okay, go.
All right, listen. It's not really a story, but I gotta talk. We're lucky enough to have this podcast, mm-hmm. and I feel amazing from what I'm about to tell you. So I want to just tell everybody this what I'm going to say. Okay.
You're gonna tell everybody what you're going to say.
Have you? Yes. All right.
Okay.
I'm not trying to sell
words
it.
Are hard.
I wouldn't tell anybody to do it, but I feel amazing right now and I want to tell everybody about it. Grace, have you ever done like Whole 30?
No.
Have you done anything like Whole 30 at all? Have you ever attempt those things?
Yeah, I've attempted that kind of stuff like everybody has, and I've settled in on working with a dietitian instead to find out what works for me.
Well, maybe I need to talk to you off the show a little bit too. But so anyway, I'm doing the Whole 30 program. Uh-huh. I started on January 1st. It's a Whole 30, for those that don't know, it's an elimination diet. And when I say the word diet, I hate the word diet, but it means your food diet. Like it's the whole point is to get rid of foods for 30 days, certain foods for 30 days, in hopes that you can identify foods that you're sensitive to, or without them, you can improve your health. That's all there to it. The foods that you can eat are no processed sugar, no alcohol, no grains, no dairy, no processed food, no junk food, or baked goods. Now, that sounds like a big list, but I have found that it's nearly not as hard as I thought it was going to be to eat my kind of good food. But anyway, like, I'm going to say day 7 or 8, I went for a run and it just felt good. I was like, oh, that's cool. Every once in a while, I have a good run. But not like days 9 and 10 and 11, and we're on 14 now. I'm like, I've been going through like 2 years of feeling just sluggish. I still go out and run. I still exercise, but I haven't felt the way I felt when I first started running. Mm-hmm. It up to my age and stuff like that, and my, you know, life in general. But I was always tired. I was always taking naps in the middle of the day, falling asleep instantly and things like that. But I don't know what food that I cut out or what food group I cut out in the past 14 days, but it has amazingly changed the way I feel. And mostly running, because running's my life. I run every morning, but it's I feel superhuman right now. And I hope it doesn't wear off and it's just not something that's like shock to the system type thing. Mm-hmm. But it opened my eyes to just how important it is to maybe pay attention to what you are putting in your system. If you don't feel 100% or the way you feel, it's something. I am definitely sensitive, at least to something that I cut out, and I'm going to be very careful after this, whenever I decide to stop doing this, what I'm eating now, as to what I introduce back in, which is what you're supposed to do with Whole30, is one food group at a time you add in. And if you go back to feeling crap, then you know that's it type of thing.
Yeah.
But the whole reason I just wanted to bring it up was because I'm just blown away that what I was eating, and we eat pretty healthy in this house. We really do. We have our junk food. In general, we eat pretty healthy food. But one of those things that I told you have to cut out was bringing me down a lot.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. And so like, that's, I just want to tell anybody, like, it's worth cutting some, even one thing a month out or something, just to try it. Stop eating yogurt and milk for 1 month and cheese. And then, you know, maybe add it back in. But I already have a test coming, because I already researched it, because I feel so 100% different. I'm like, I have to be allergic to something I'm eating or something. And the biggest thing that I could find that causes like drowsiness and makes you feel kind of tired all the time is the gluten sensitivity.
Yeah.
So I ordered the test myself. It's coming soon, just because I want to mark it off. That's the first easy enough to mark off.
Yeah. I have gone through an elimination diet. Mine was a little bit different because I was diagnosed with IBS. And so I went through a low FODMAP diet to figure out what my food sensitivities were. And I 100%, I feel amazing after figuring out what my food sensitivities are. I did go through a process with a registered dietitian. And I will also say this, because of my day job, for a lot of people, it is worth, if you have employer-sponsored medical coverage, investigating to find out if you actually have access to a registered dietitian for free, because a lot of people do and they don't realize it. So it's worth looking into and seeing if you can get nutrition counseling through your health insurance already. So a lot of people can, and then working with a registered dietitian, they basically do the same process. It's just a little bit different depending on each person. So for me, for example, I did find out that I'm gluten sensitive. There's different degrees of sensitivity. Mine is not harsh, but I feel like if I eat a bagel, I have to be somewhere where I can take a nap, because a bagel just puts me to sleep. It makes me very lethargic and tired. So the more gluten I have, the worse it is. It's not an allergy. I'm not allergic to gluten, but I have a sensitivity to it. My other big culprits, and this is why it's cool that you brought it up, my other big culprits are actually health foods. So mine are garlic, onion, broccoli, beans, cauliflower, bananas, apples. So what I would do every time I would try to eat healthy is I would have a bunch of broccoli and cauliflower and cover it with like onions, like garlic powder or garlic salt. and roast some vegetables, and then I would feel terrible. And the reason why is because I had food sensitivities that are primarily vegetables. So I actually have zero problems with dairy or protein or sugar. I'm fine with all of those. But there are several peanuts and beans, and gluten, all of those foods I have a real problem with. Isn't that awful?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, at least you know it, though. That's the important thing that I'm trying
to. Exactly. Like, and then I can pick and choose when I want to be in pain and tired and when I want to have lots of energy. And so coming into a race, I always get real, real strict on it. And then, post-race, of course, my post-race meal, like I might have a beer and a piece of pizza or something like that. But pizza is one of the worst. I've pretty much, I'll have it like twice a year. And I absolutely feel terrible when I eat pizza. So, yep, it's worth the effort to figure out what foods make your body happy. I think in any case, you know, whatever method you use.
Yeah, that's exactly the only reason I wanted to bring it up, because something is making my body very unhappy, and I completely contributed it to other things.
I did too.
In my life. But you know, even alcohol, I've cut out alcohol before for like 6 months, a year or two ago, and I felt no difference in my running, you know? So that's not it, even though I intend to stay cut back on it. The only other thing I would say about this, you know, Whole 30 is you aren't allowed any processed sugars or any sugars of any sort except fruit. So I'm getting, you're allowed to eat fruit. And so that's the only sweetness that or sugar you can get. But the bottom line for me, and I'm still blown away by it, is I ate a lot of sugar. I had two and a half spoonfuls in my coffee with creamer every morning.
Oh, don't ruin your coffee.
Just listen. And plus another one for the road the same way. So like I was starting my morning with several spoonfuls of sugar, and I like treats just as much as anybody else, and dessert after dinner. And, you know, Whole 30, I stopped all of that on day one. And you would think, you know, that loss of sugar alone would be a crash. And obviously Whole 30 disclaimers, like you're going to feel like crap for the first 5 days. Well, I didn't even have that. It just amazes me that I can be on that much of a reduction of sugar and still have 100% more energy than I did before that, you know?
Yeah. That's one that I try to be cautious about. I don't like to demonize sugar, because sugar isn't necessarily a bad thing, but anything can be bad in excess. You know what I mean?
Sugar is pretty much in excess for every single human on this planet, if you're looking at data.
I don't know about that.
Okay. Well, the numbers 100% say it is.
Well, it depends on where you're looking, but that's okay.
If you look at anything with food, it has sugar in it. That's the hard part.
I'm glad that you stopped ruining your coffee. That's all.
Yeah. I've learned to like unsweetened almond.
You mean regular coffee, like the taste of coffee? Yes.
I don't like black. No, I'm not a fan of black coffee.
So good though.
Boy, you're really judgmental.
Well, sometimes.
Yeah.
About my coffee. Coffee's good. It just happened to me though. I blame it on working for Starbucks. I worked for the company for a while.
Yeah, you can have your black dirt
brainwash
water.
You. Yeah.
All right, let's finish the show. Thank you for everybody joining in. See you for 99.
Yay! Every Monday, tune in 7:30 Eastern and listen to us talk about dirty coffee and running and shoes and belt buckles and all of the cool things. And thanks for tuning in today, and share it with your friends. Is that it?
That's it. Thanks everybody for tuning in. See you next week. Take us out, Grace.
Thanks everybody. Bye.